Brought to you by Ladybird.
Keywords with Peter and Jane. 9C. Back to school. Based on the original Keywords with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by James Clements. Illustrated by Martin Kane. Based on characters and design by Gustavo Massali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 1964, 2023. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Peter and Jane were sorting out their things before going back to school.
I am too big for my school clothes,
Jane said.
Me too,
said Peter.
Could we buy some new ones?
Jane asked Mum.
Yes, I think we should buy some new school things,
said Mum.
Peter, can you write down the things to buy as I call them out?
Asked Mum.
We should get new jumpers that fit well, and you always want new socks and new pens for school.
When we get back, could we go over to the park with my kite?
Asked Peter.
You may go to the park after you finish your homework for Mrs. Rahim,
said Mum. At the shop, there were many children getting new school clothes.
I wish we could go faster. We'll never get to the park,
said Peter.
You never know,
said Mum.
They could all get their clothes quickly.
Soon they were in the shop.
That was fast,
said Peter.
You did say it might be.
Peter found a new jumper that fitted him well. Mum said they could buy it. Jane put on a jumper, but it was too big. She put on another, but it was too tight. She could not fit it over her head.
I'll never find a new jumper that fits,
said Jane.
Well,
said Mum,
there is another place over the road we could go to.
They headed over the road to another shop. There were jumpers there that were just right. Mum pulled out her money to buy the new jumper and some new socks too. They walked back over the road to another shop to buy new pens.
I think it's this way. This place always has good pens,
said Mum. Mum gave Peter and Jane some money to buy new pens. Jane found a big set of pens to buy with her money, but Peter was looking at kites.
Peter, why are you over here looking at kites?
Said Jane.
Your new red kite is at home, so I don't think you should buy another one. You should spend your money on pens.
Peter walked back over to the pens. At home, Jane looked at her homework book.
I will go and get my homework,
said Peter.
Mrs. Rahim gave us lots of spellings to learn.
Mum started to make dinner.
I'm going to write about my new jumper in my homework book for Mr. Bell,
said Jane.
Why don't you tell Mr. Bell about the jumper that was too tight?
Said Peter.
You could not get it over your head.
Why don't we take Peter's red kite to the park now?
Asked Mum.
I have dinner cooking. We can eat it when Dad gets back.
Peter found his kite and Tess found her ball. On the way to the park, Jane saw a gold coin in the street.
I found some money,
she said.
Should we keep it, Mum?
You did well to see that,
said Mum.
Let's give the money away to help someone.
Peter had fun with his kite in the park. The wind was not blowing too fast. Peter and Jane saw their friends, Nish and Naz.
I wish I had a kite like that. It is so fast,
said Nish.
Please may I have a turn, Peter?
Asked Naz. Peter gave Naz a go with the kite before Mum called to say it was time to go back home for dinner. The next day was Peter and Jane's first day back at school.
May we walk with Will and Amber now?
Asked Peter. He was in his new school jumper.
Yes, let's go,
said Dad.
Could Amber come over for dinner after school, Dad?
Asked Peter.
I don't think she can come for dinner today,
said Dad.
I think we may have another plan after school.
The children headed down their road, over another road, and into school. Peter walked to his teacher's class. He liked his teacher, Mrs. Rahim. Jane headed to another class with her teacher, Mr. Bell.
Please make your way in.
Put your bags just over there,
called the teachers.
Sit in your places, please,
called Mrs. Rahim. Peter sat in a place near Amber. Their teacher said they would learn about the sea that week. Peter was very pleased.
My homework is all about my holiday at the sea,
Peter said to his friend. In Jane's class, Mr. Bell said the children should sit down in their places and place their homework books on their desks. Jane sat down near Will. The teacher asked who would like to read their homework out to the class. Jane's hand shot up very fast.
I would,
she said. Peter was learning about animals that are found in the sea.
Which animals would be found in a cold sea?
Mrs. Rahim asked.
Why don't they get too cold?
Peter looked in his book and read it very fast.
I think I may have found out why, Mrs. Rahim,
said Peter.
Good work, Peter,
said Mrs. Rahim.
Could you just write it down in your book?
Jane read out her homework. She read the part about Peter's kite landing in the sea and the part about Aunt Lizzie's very good dinners.
Well, I think you had a good holiday, Jane,
said Mr. Bell.
I did,
said Jane.
I always like holidays, but I like being back at school too.
After their lessons, the children headed out into the yard.
What would you like to play, Peter?
Asked Amber. Peter found a ball.
Why don't we play football?
He said.
We always play football,
said Amber.
Let's play another game. We never play catch.
Good thinking,
said Peter.
We should play catch.
After playtime, Jane and Will were in another part of the school. Will's dad, Tim, was their teacher for this lesson.
Today, we will learn how to play the drums,
said Mr. Grant.
I should never call my dad Dad at school,
said Will to Jane.
But I always forget.
Could you all come and pick a drumstick?
Called Mr. Grant.
Yes, Dad,
said Will. In Peter's class, Mrs. Rahim said,
Come in and sit in another place.
Peter quickly found a new place next to Naz.
I never get to sit next to Naz,
he said. Mrs. Rahim asked them all to draw something from the sea.
Why don't we draw some of the big fish from this book?
Asked Peter.
That could be good,
said Naz. Jane and Will were waiting for their lunch.
I would like some salad, please,
Jane said.
Me too,
said Will.
I wish you could come over for dinner at our house today,
Jane said to Will.
We could ask my dad. He could call your mum,
said Will. Will found his dad and asked him if he could go to Jane's house for dinner.
I wish I could say yes,
said Mr. Grant.
But we have another plan for dinner today.
But I would like to have dinner with Jane,
said Will.
Well, you never know,
said his dad.
You may like this dinner plan more. Just wait and see.
After lunch, Peter played football.
You should just play with your feet in football,
said Mrs. Rahim.
Not your hands.
The children learned how to kick the ball into the goal. Peter kicked the ball really well, but one boy kicked the ball over the wall.
Well, that was a big kick, Callum,
said Peter's teacher.
I will get the ball back.
Jane's teacher asked the class to write a story. Jane liked writing, and she could write very well. Jane's story was about a boy who was given one wish. He wished for a new kite, but the wind blew his kite away over the road.
I think I know who the boy is in that story,
said Mr. Bell. At the end of school, Peter and Jane walked back home with Dad.
Well, what new things did you learn today?
Dad asked Peter.
I learned about animals in the sea,
Peter said.
Did Mr. Bell like your homework, Jane?
Dad asked.
He did,
said Jane. When they were at their road, Dad turned the other way. Then they crossed over the next road.
Why are we going this way, Dad?
Asked Jane.
This is the way to the park,
said Peter. At the park, Peter and Jane were surprised to see Will and Amber. They were there with their mum and little sister, Maya.
We are all going to have a picnic dinner in the park,
said Dad.
Yes!
Said Peter and Jane. And they walked very fast to meet their friends.